Welcome to Battle Pets. This is episode 88. I'm Aludra, and I've been hearing how awesome I am, and it's not a onesie, it's Ben!
Hello, Aludra!
I don't care what you're calling yourself, I'm still not wearing that.
Sorry, that was actually a movie quote. Oh my, that came became awkward way fast.
Oh, come on. Like, that was not what you meant, Ben. I mean, really.
Ugh. Go see some movies.
Stop touting yourself as an article of clothing. Okay. I said it.
Okay, fine. Anyways, hi, Aludra. How have you been?
Oh, I've been okay, Ben. How about you?
I guess you can say okay.
Ben.
Yes, Aludra.
I want a real life kitty cat. And I can honestly say the times I've said that in my life is like this many.
Wow, that's a lot of pictures.
I know. I even drew some extra ones.
You didn't have to raise that one at me, though. Well, you know what? Ben. We have a cat that I'm sure would love a good home.
No. You may keep Battle Pet Mascot all you want.
But Battle Kitty loves you.
I'm sure Battle Kitty loves me at a distance.
In certain times of year, she'll let you know.
Battle Kitty is best heard from your side of the microphone, Ben.
Oh, yay. Oh, yay. What? Wait, okay, so why do you want a kitty?
Because there was one that really, really liked me at the shelter, and I felt really bad I couldn't bring him home.
Aww.
But he instantly loved me, and I was like, wow, that's really rare for a cat, but... Then I got his history card, and then I felt really bad for him.
Okay. Did he, like, you know, come back from war broken and missing a leg or something?
No, his previous owner had a chronic illness and passed away from it.
Oh.
And so he instantly took a liking to me, I'm assuming, because I also showed the signs of a chronic illness.
Hey, you're like my old owner!
More or less, and I felt very bad for this large panther because this was not a small cat.
Okay, sorry. You're like my old owner.
Yes, there we go. And I kind of felt bad, and I still think about him now and then, but I know he probably found a good owner by now.
Well, that's good then, because, you know, panthers escaping from zoos is an issue. So you need to have a good, responsible owner that will make sure that it's happy and won't leave.
And gets a nice tree-filled habitat full of small things to chase.
And
no, I do not count my minions as good small things to chase.
Panthers like to swim, don't they?
I think maybe.
I know tigers do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they kind of share an area.
Yeah, true.
If the Jungle Book has taught me anything.
Oh, you know what? Then you know what? Getting a panther would be perfect to help raise your kids, even though they're already older.
Yeah, no.
Oh, fine then. Fine then. Yeah. So other than wanting to, steal a kitty, what have you been up to?
Oh, I've been up to so much. Okay, so Battleborn's kind of died off, and that makes me a bit sad, because I've only gotten copper in the Heliophage, which is the very last instance on normal. Mm-hmm. And that sucks, because you need all silvers on normal to unlock a character. And if you do it in advanced, it turns out that doesn't count, even with 40-minute queue.
What?
I know!
What? No, that's not how games work.
It's not, but it is at the same exact time.
And of course, the people don't want to play normal now because they've gone past that point.
Exactly. Even level fours I'm catching in advance. And I don't blame them. That's where the crowds are. You know, that's where everybody is. And everybody's like really helpful.
They need to patch that. Mm-hmm. Simple as that. They need to patch it.
Well, I'm very upset about it because, like I said, I only got copper. Yeah. And I play on the PC. And so then Overwatch came out, and I think that's what took everybody away from Battleborn.
I can understand why.
I can as well, and I have gotten several 10 kill streaks as D.Va.
Good job.
And I just learned last night I can land on people as D.Va.
Yes.
And crush their little heads like delicious, delicious grapes.
I still haven't done that yet, and I am so excited to make it happen.
I am as well. I am as well, Ben. I cannot wait to land on specifically Hanzo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that'll be fantastic.
Won't it be? It's like, I can dodge your dragon. Don't get me wrong. I can dodge your freaking dragon, but it irritates me that it has such a big hitbox that it destroys.
Yeah, exactly.
That should take far longer to freaking wind up with that hitbox.
You know, that'd be kind of nice.
I think so too.
You know what? I just have to get really good with Genji and deflect it. Because it shoots it back, and that's great.
That is brilliant. Genji and me, I've not had enough time on him.
Yeah, I haven't because no one's picking healers or tanks.
Oh, I love playing healers and tanks. Ben, we should totally play Overwatch.
I always end up playing healers and tanks most of the time. And when I don't, usually it's like, okay, well, I'm going to go to my go-to on this map, which is either Pharaoh or Junkrat or Mei. So
my go-to on a couple maps is actually Tracer.
Yeah, I need to play her more because, like, she's so much fun. And if you're having a good night with her, holy crap, you are, like, defying the laws of physics. Like, literally and figuratively.
That's what she's for. And besides that, I am playing a handful of tablet games a lot that I will not bore anybody with. But just know, I am enjoying myself on this handful of tablet games far more than you would think. Also, I apparently do not have a Korean language pack on my tablet. And this apparently is somewhat of a handicap, even though I do not speak or understand the written words of Korean. But box, 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 box is far less entertaining than swirly dude, swirly dude, swirly dude. So
that's true. I get you on that. I can back you.
Yeah, but I still get the smiley faces. And
well, good.
I guess that's what matters.
It's like, yay, these boxes are happy.
I did not know that you could have a farm with a chili dog mill. This was news to me.
Well, yeah, it's all the rage in the Midwest.
Yeah. I mean, I understand kind of a sweater mill.
Mm-hmm.
And a mustard mill. I kind of understand these things. But then we get into things like hot dog mill, kimchi mill. And I'm like, this is definitely a game that lost something just a bit in translation.
If you have an animal or a pet of some sort, you should name it Millhouse.
I should, because I can.
Exactly.
Ben, what about you? My adventures are varied and quite diversified, as I am now seeing. Also, Diablos, you on magical fairy wings. Anyway, back to Ben, who's a very interesting person, and I am interested in what he has to say.
I have two words for you. Overwatch awesome. That should have been three words to make it more grammatically appealing, and Overwatch is one word and not two, so I ruined that whole thing. But I gotta say, when I haven't been playing WoW, I've been playing Overwatch, and that game is great. Okay. If you want to know how into Overwatch I am, all you need to do is look at my recommended videos on YouTube.
No.
99% of them are about Overwatch in some form, either like highlights, plays of the game, fails, whatever. It's just, that's a lot of what I've been consuming.
I do not, as a Ludra, I do not need to look that far. Because, Ben, there is a disturbing trend that I have noticed in our face-to-face interactions. Yes.
And what's that?
Well, Ben, lift your glass of water. For several years, fellow listeners of Battle Pets, I've seen Ben drink out of an AMPM Wrath of the Lich King cup because me and Ben have an agreement that somehow, in some way, Arthas himself keeps his drink cold.
Yes.
If not colder than any of the other AMPM cups, of which we both have an entire set, if not more than one.
Yes.
But now, fair friends of Battle Pets, when I see Ben drink his liquid refreshment, I no longer see the face of Arthas the Lich King, betrayer of the Lordaeron and destroyer of the people of Stratholme. I now see Tracer on his cup.
You know why she's also good?
Huh.
Cheers, love.
This has been going on ever since the cups came out, which I had no idea they had until Ben started drinking out of them.
Yeah, that's from the special, like, day before Overwatch came out, like, theater thing. Mm-hmm. Nevermore was awesome and got us tickets, like, two of the last tickets. We sat in the front row of the theater, and they gave out free cups. So I got that. She got a Widowmaker. We're both happy.
Nice.
Yeah.
But that is how I know Ben's entire gaming has had a core shift. For even when he was playing Batman, Arthas graced our screen. But now that is no more. For it has been an end of a drinking receptacle era.
And you know what I will say? That cup is not as cold as the Arthas cup.
See?
Like, I'm drinking the water now, I'm just kind of like, it's not as cold. It's cool, Ben. It's cool. But
it's psychosomatic. We both are fully aware.
I think so.
It is entirely psychosomatic that Arthas keeps our cups colder, and yet we both agree this is the case.
Mm-hmm. Very true. But you know what? That might not be news to us. It might not be news to you. But you know what is? This.
Draenor news.
Doesn't this take place in the past or something?
Why, it's news from Draenor! Boy, howdy!
So, there is some news that I found incredibly... I don't know if funny is the right word, but I'm slightly honored, but I'm pretty sure it has absolutely nothing to do with this. So, anyways, okay, so... there is a new Frostwolf that has been seen in the Shaman Order Hall on the beta.
I don't have a Shaman!
This has actually sealed what I am going to be boosting. I was going back and forth. I'm like, doing a Shaman. Simple as
that. It's got to be my Shaman! This sucks! Kay. Well, no, it doesn't really, because I didn't really have anything to boost. But at the same time, this is discrimination.
So, well, from what I've seen, there's actually going to be a couple pets in, like, all of the order halls. So there's possibly one for each class, which that's going to be frustrating and mean that I have to level a lot faster on a lot of other tunes. But anyway, so.
No!
Anyway, so there's a new Frostwolf in the Shaman Order Hall on the beta. If you defeat it in battle, then you get Snowfang, the pure white Frostwolf, as a pet. Apparently, it is a pup of Thrall's Frostwolf. So here's the thing. Snowfang, that is the exact name that I named my Frostwolf pup the day I got it. So is this Blizzard's way of being like, look, Ben, we're paying attention. Keep doing cool stuff and you and Eludra are going to be in the game. Or is it the fact that it has something that has to do with a wolf and snow? That could be it, too. But regardless, it is adorable and I need it because I need all of those Frostwolf model pups, as well as anything that's going to be a corgi. Mm-hmm. And I really hope that they put in a collect so and so many dogs like they have with Crazy Cat Lady or Man so that you can get leader of the pack as a title.
OK, now I'm going to cut in here and say what everybody's thinking. It is really unfair what they are doing to the Shaman clan, or the Shaman class hall. That's what I meant. Not clan hall, but class hall. Because first off, they have a blackout game. Yes! They have a blackout game in there with totems, which means you can play blackout or lights out or whatever it is you call it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
They have a grid of totems, and they're all fire, and you've got to turn them all water in the Shaman class hall.
Oh, so it's like when you click it, and then the lights go out on the thing.
Uh-huh, in the four
that's cool.
Adjoining ones. Yeah, so they already have that. And then for them to put a patch for pet collectors only there? That's not cool.
Well, no, like
they already have their blackout game.
Each of the class halls is going to get a pet from what it looks like.
Yeah, no, don't care.
You just want the
fit
pet.
Oh, now I need a rogue!
Yeah, no one wants to go to the sewers.
No, I have a warrior, I have a monk. Now, the warrior is finally max level because she is my first ever tune ever.
Yay.
And I used my previous boost on her because I felt really bad for that. But, and my monk is like, I don't know, really low level. And my shaman's level 17, if I'm lucky. But I've never rolled a rogue.
Well, that's because monks roll.
No, I mean, I've never created a monk, a rogue and stuck with it past Westfall.
Yeah, mine's like 54 or 56 or something like
okay, that. Okay, so you have gotten about at least 5 times higher than I ever got on a rogue.
That is true. That is very true, actually.
So
they're kind of fun if you know you just stick with sneaking around and doing stuff.
The racial pets you got from a vendor, that was one thing. That was still like,
Hey, that Gilnean Raven has saved my butt many times.
Hunan? Yeah, Hunan is pretty awesome.
No, it's Nevermore.
No, I named them after Odin's ravens.
Oh.
Yeah. Hunan and his buddy, I can't even begin to pronounce that unless it's embarrassing. So, Mugen. I know I mangled that. Do not care. I'm making a point.
They call me Muggin because I go and steal stuff from people.
No. Mugen.
I go Muggin.
Not Muggin, Mugen.
When there's a camera, I sit in front of it and make faces. I'm Muggin.
Okay, to be fair, I've never heard that name, either name pronounced. I've only read them. So, there we go.
So, I could
I've
be right.
I've only ever read them. It yeah, could you be could Muggin. Be right. Yes, Batman, you could be right.
I'm not Batman. Batman sounds different. I'm Muggin. Muggin the Raven. I see all for Odin.
Okay, so are you saying you are the Raven named that, or are you actually physically mugging a Raven?
I do both. Because they call me Muggin. Because I be Muggin all the time.
Yeah, there are some words I've literally only read and never heard out loud.
That's how I was with Coruscant until episode 1 came out. And I'm like, what?
Thank you. Isn't it kind of embarrassing when you don't notice letters that are totally obvious in the word?
Oh my gosh. This is a conversation that we could have for hours.
Yeah, it really is.
If you read a lot, this is how things go sometimes.
And you know what? And it's okay to be like us and totally mangle words because you've only read them.
Mm-hmm.
I find my, you know what? At least I'm broadening my horizons through literature and the written word.
Look, I don't say this often. In fact, I'm probably going to get crap from the other room from saying this, but I didn't know how to say Hermione's name for a long time because I read the books.
Oh, yeah, that's why. In book 4, she wrote her explaining how to say her name to Victor Krum.
Mm-hmm.
That is exactly why Rowling did that. So, yes. Me, you, because I totally said it wrong until that part.
Oh, I even said it wrong after it.
And I was reading the books aloud to my children at that point.
Oh.
Uh-huh. So suddenly one of the characters vanished and was replaced by this Hermione chick.
So anyways, go get Snowfang. Your shaman.
Yeah, unfair shaman! We see your favoritism. I demand a game and a pet in the Mage Hall.
It has been spoken.
So it is writ, so it is said. All right, so. Next in news, we have Pet Battle Weekend was over the long holiday weekend, and many of us folks in America here enjoyed a 3-day weekend thanks to that, and Pet Battled it away. Judging by our inbox, a lot of you had a good time. We would go through the letters, but honestly, yeah, most of you just outlined your experiences and named what pets that you leveled.
And we are
really impressed that some of you took that much time to pet battle over the long weekend.
Mm-hmm. Instead of barbecue.
So, yeah, no, they barbecued, dude.
Oh, I know.
If that was what they were into.
Yeah, no, I get it.
But thank you very much for
sending those in. We really do appreciate hearing it. Unfortunately, we don't have time to highlight
go through
everyone.
All of it.
So yeah. Thank you. Yes, sorry.
Thank you. Thank you for letting us know what you did. We appreciate it. Thank you for letting us know that you had fun. We appreciate it. I think it was a squirt weekend on top of Memorial Day.
I think it was.
Weekend,
I want to say it was meant, like Saturday, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which meant incredible gains for everybody who had prepared for it. Some people let us know that they weren't prepared for it. I caught a Shio on Twitter lamenting that he was not prepared for it.
It's one of those things where it's like you walk in, like you just walk up to it and all of a sudden you have 23 level 100 pets.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
don't even go to level 100. It's just how it goes.
Yeah, it really is. And you're like, how did you even turn blue?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. For questions about goings on, though, there is something coming up that I am immensely excited about.
Unfortunately, it has very little to do with pet battles, but we're going to outline it anyway. Yeah,
just going to hit it really quick because it's important. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you're one of those people who has actually stepped away from the game, which there are some of you out there, we highly recommend that you start getting ready and amping yourself back up to get in, because on the PTR, well, technically the beta, I don't know what you want to call it really, but whatever.
It is the beta because PTR is something entirely different.
That's
then.
True. Okay, sorry. But regardless,
Momface.
Legion Demon Invasion is being tested. That's right. There was it. I'm. You know what? Tenses. Pronouncing names correctly. That's something we don't do here.
Well, we should. Just a little.
We should, yes. But we're not going to today, folks.
Not today!
Anyways.
Today is not that day!
Yeah, there was a focus testing that started actually yesterday and went through today. But it's pretty cool. This is a couple things that...
Tonight the 10th, for everybody who's not here in our two-person chat.
Whatever.
Hey, I want to just clarify for everybody.
Okay, well, that's fine. But anyway, so several zones were actually invaded. So Teneris, Westfall, Northern Barrens, Hillsbrad Foothills, Mulgore, and Ashara.
Mm-hmm. This is a demon invasion, you guys. It is. I didn't do the undead invasion because I was having a bit of problems. And if you can believe this, Ludra got a little foul-mouthed with her guild at the time. And she used to take breaks from the game. This has not been a thing for the last several years.
Yeah. So
now it's a demon invasion.
Yeah, there's demons. They're everywhere. Like mm-hmm. I said, so in those zones.
Daenerys, Westfall, Northern Barrens, Hillsbrad, Mulgore, and Ashzar. Now, the Wetlands and Dunmora also have invasions in the data, but these are not referenced in the achievement, and I didn't go there during the stress test for the beta.
Yes. Now, one other thing, too, is that each invasion is a scenario. This is what they found. And it can be entered by any level 100 to 101 character that moves into the invasion area. So
102 need not apply.
Exactly. So once it actually hits the live realms, I figure any of your max characters will be able to do it and you'll go right into the scenario, which is a nice, handy way to do it.
All right, so the scenarios that we're talking about have four steps. Step one is defend against the general invasion at a point. Like, say, the Orgrimmar rear gate. Yeah, we all forget that's a thing, but it's still there. Mm-hmm. And also maybe Terran Mill. So at one point, there's going to be a general invasion just streaming in at that specific point. That's where you go for step one. Step two. Defeat two lieutenants and a commander at that point. So there's going to be two mid bosses and a mini boss at those points, and you got to kill them.
Mm-hmm.
Step three is defeat various invading forces marked on the map. Currently, this seems to be a zone wide objective. So there are points in the map where throughout the zone where these demons are found. So, faction of a percent progress per NPC that you kill of evil demons in your zone. And finally, step four is defeat a boss NPC at the original invasion point. This is going to require more than one person. So get in there early, get in there often, do your thing, because, you know, we want all the fun to be had.
Exactly. But the good news is that completing the scenario rewards stand against the Legion. I guess that's a quest or something.
No, it's an achievement, you dork.
Oh my gosh, there's an achievement?
Yes, and you get it when you stand against the Legion. Now,
who'd have thought?
I know. Completing all the invasion scenarios rewards Defender of Azeroth, : Legion Invasions.
Well, that's a good thing to know.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. That's not the only thing you're going to be getting. You can also obtain a large...
Oh, it came out higher than I meant to say.
That's all right. My ears are bleeding, but we're going to keep moving on. Anyways, you're able to get a large Legion chest and a small Legion chest for the first time that you complete all the stages. Now, the chests contain nether shards and an item level 685 armor and an item level 700 weapons. Well, those are what the chests contain. So nether shards, item level 685 armor, and item level 700 weapons. Those are fantastic. Those are upgrades for a lot of people who are definitely wanting to gear up alts. Mm-hmm. On top of that, doing each scenario will reward you with a total of 260 nether shards. But the big question is, what is a nether shard?
Well, first, I'm going to open with an apology. I did not mean to tweak your speakers / headphones /
You're
whatever.
Fine.
No, because I actually kind of feel like I pulled a muscle in my throat. And I didn't even mean it. That's like the worst part. I just meant to go, what? And it came out really high-pitched and lame.
Hey, that's what happened to Muggins. I was talked real high one day, and now I talk like this.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Okay, so you were asking about nether shards.
Yes.
I got your infos now that the apologies are done. Nether shards may come from other sources as well. And there's a vendor. So we know that, you know, that's not the cap. 260 is not it. They might drop off one or two per kill like the other things do up in...
The Apexus crystals.
Yes, thank you. The Apexus crystals.
I knew what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you're smarter than me. You can find the words faster.
Hey, Muggins mugged them from me.
No, they mugged them from me and gave them to you.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Yep.
Because I'm Muggins.
Yep, memory. Okay, so there's a vendor that you can take these grand nether shards to, and they sell an item level 700 neck, 700 finger, 700 trinket, and back piece items, as well as armor set transmogs. Now, this is really cool, because if you got an alt to level up, or maybe you feel like, oh my gosh, there's been this blank spot in my gear, and I feel so embarrassed with my heroic / mythic team that I still haven't filled this in, well, now's your chance. Now, it's not armor, it just seems to be jewelry, but there you go.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're, switching specs and everything like that, those things are the things that you really need, is the rings, the neck pieces, and the trinkets, because everything else changes.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to this because, one, not only are demons going to be invading, but all those players who are returning are also going to be invading. So that's a big surprise and awesome thing. I'm super excited about that. But also... it's going to be fun, and new content is new content, and something that we are all wanting right now.
Yes, definitely. Not only that, I have a healer that's mostly in leveling gear.
Yeah, I have multiple tunes that are mostly in leveling gear or heirloom gear.
That's what I meant by leveling gear, Ben.
Yeah, whatever. It's the same thing. We're talking same thing. Greens and heirlooms. That's what it is. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And I feel like sometimes my raid team, your raid team,
our raid team,
is low on healers. And I feel like if I can get some of these things to go away, not all of them, but just most of them, I might be a good pinch hitter.
You can priest it up.
Yep, exactly. I actually like being a disciplined priest. And Saisri, if you ever listen to this show, I miss you.
Oh, she's just on vacation and really busy with school.
Saisri, if you ever listen to the show, I miss you.
Yep. So, demon invasions are cool, but you know what else is also cool?
Ice. The Lich King. Lich King cups.
That is also true. MMO Champion has had ramblings about test pets in the beta. No word really, as we haven't seen them ourselves, but we'd like to think that we had something to do with it, because, you know, we like to test things and are kind of waiting for...
No, we demanded these when I started deploying dust bunnies on the regular.
And okay, there's that too.
And I didn't want to take time out of my beta wanderings to level pets to 25.
Yep, until we can copy our characters over, these test pets might be what we have.
Yeah, they are. All right, so finally in news, the Warcraft movie was launched to much fanfare and orcish screaming.
Yes.
Miss Mulgrew sadly was lost.
Oh, in the screen.
In the crowd, yeah.
In the crowd. That's how that goes.
Yeah. So now we know this movie predates pet battles because this is the Orcs and Humans movie and not the Mists of Pandaria movie.
Mm-hmm.
We know. But we cannot help feel underrepresented as a group.
Well,
as there was nobody pet battling.
Here's the thing. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going tomorrow.
Me either. I haven't seen it, and I'm going in 3 weeks.
But I have a feeling that you and I will be able to spot it when it happens, or at least recognize pets.
We will, but I still feel from, granted, previews, that pet battles will not be represented in the movie. I know Metzen's in it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to point and scream, Metzen! As if he can hear me at the screen.
Hey, he might be in the theater. You never know.
Yeah, you know, odds are kind of against that, but not entirely unheard of.
Yeah.
As I do live in SoCal.
Yeah, I know. That's the thing. You never know.
I do never know. So if I scream and point, Metzen! At the screen, he may be so inspired as to, like, talk to me after the movie, even though that would be really weird that he found me as I was screaming in the dark.
But oh, he knows who you are.
No.
He's probably like, that's a Ludra.
No.
Yeah, you never know. But, so I'm really looking forward to the movie. Like I said, we're having a Phoenix meetup tomorrow for it and stuff, and it's going to be pretty spiffy. But you know what I thought was actually pretty cool about, just from what I've seen on the previews and everything?
No, Ben, I do not know what you thought was really cool about the previews, as I am not currently in residence in your head.
Well, I love the animation and the CGI for it and everything. And when I saw that, I'm like, wow, this looks just like a cinematic that is running at home on my doghouse system.
No, you didn't. No, I know what you're saying, even though part of me feels skeptical.
Okay, so I didn't exactly think that, but this is an ad, so, you know, we're trying to do stuff like that. But
yeah.
The cool thing is that, so, you know, Overwatch came out. My
yes,
system
it
is older, and I am running that thing like there's, you know, it's just nice and smooth. And
non-issue.
Runs perfect, non-issue. I mean, it's almost like this system is made for Blizzard games because the beta runs perfect on it. Overwatch runs perfect on it. The plethora of Blizzard games run perfect on it. Granted, I haven't played, Legacy of the Void, but that's okay because Wings of Liberty and the Heart of the Swarm were good. So, you know, it all works. But anyways, if you want a good gaming experience, make sure you head over to doghousesystems.com.
Now, Ben, I foolishly ordered my system with not enough RAM, and I had to actually physically install more. Is there any way to rectify this to make sure it does not become a problem in said future?
Why, yes, there is. In fact, if you go to doghousesystems.com and type in Battle Pets in the promo code, you'll get double the memory for free.
Wow, Ben! That's amazing.
It is amazing. So amazing that free is better than paying money. So make sure you type in Battle Pets for your promo code at doghousesystems.com for that double the memory for free.
You're awesome, Ben. But not as awesome as Doghouse.
You know what? That should be the new slogan. Ben's awesome. Not as awesome as Doghouse. Boom. Right there.
Right there. That'd sell a jillion computers.
Yep. And by a jillion, we mean none.
Well, we might mean two.
Really none. Because you have one, I have one. Who else is going to get it now with that slogan?
All our listeners! All right, guys. We're done. Okay.
So we might be done with the ad, but you know what we're not done with? Boss battles.
Round one, fight. Boss battles.
Boss battles, where we go to Tanan Jungle and fight things that are green. This week's boss is the Dire Flame. It is a green fiery elementally thing that is located at 5737 in Tanan. Now, when I went to go check it out, it actually spawned with a gray maggot, ew, and a gray waterfly.
Double ew, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah. So, Dire Flame's first ability is Fel Corruption. Now, this ability calls forth a wave of fel power, dealing elemental damage to all of your pets and empowering Dire Flame's backline pets, increasing damage dealt and reducing their damage taken by 50% for 10 rounds.
My god, I did not see it coming. Will the light not save us?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, never. Okay, second ability is Scorched Earth. Scorched Earth causes the ground to become scorched and deal Dragonkin damage. It will also deal Dragonkin damage to all active pets in each round for 9 rounds. Not 5, but 9 rounds! And I'm still holding up 5 fingers!
And I'm holding up 4!
Thank you, Ben.
By our powers combined, we can count to 9.
During Scorched Earth, all pets count as burning. You can swap them out, and they will still be burning.
Yeah.
That's kind of mean.
And last but not least, Dire Flame does deep burn. Burn!
Notice the not high pitch.
Thank you. Yeah, we appreciate that. Dire Flame will burn you with elemental damage. You'll receive double damage if your pet is burning.
Which, of course, Scorched Earth causes.
Yeah.
Alright, so I'm gonna go out on a limb and say something really uninteresting, as, you know, we do. And say that a good tactic... Yeah, but, you know, at least once per pet of Tanan, we say the same thing.
Yeah, true.
So I'm gonna say a good tactic for this pet is the Pandaren Water Spirit.
What?
Chrominius.
What?
And the Emerald Proto Whelp.
You took the words right out of my mouth, really.
I know. I mean, it's really... It kind of sucks that it's standard.
It's predictable. Same time,
but at the same time, it's kind of great that it's standard, because, I mean, out of 700 pets, you can do this with the same 3 every time. That's really great. But at the same time, it also gets boring.
Just a bit.
Do we need 700 pets? And again, we can go over Pet Squish and all that.
That just sounds sad. Pet Squish?
No. It's where we combine our 90 squirrels into 1 mega squirrel.
Oh, like Voltron.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, I'm good with that. But you know what, guys? Don't worry, because we still have 5 more of these left. There are still 5 more pets in Tanan that we have not come close to touching yet. Well, kind of, because there's only 5 more and we're almost done with the list. But we will get these done, and we will beat Legion's release date.
And come up with a brand new interesting thing to talk about, even if it's starting over from scratch.
Well, no, because Legion will come out, and then we'll just do boss battles from Legion.
Yeah, let's talk about Legion. Yes, but we could also go over how to get started instead of doing this.
Well, we can do that too.
All right, so we've seen the bosses. What about the teams? Yes, unless you're doing Pandaren Water Spirit and all of them again. You're going to want some teams. You have 700 pets. Let's make some good ones. So let's go into team building.
Team building.
You know, I'm really glad that we don't just use the same 3 pets every single week.
Yeah.
And then just try to figure out a way that it works.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be really funny, though.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't imagine doing, you know, Emerald Sproutling. every week for no matter what it is.
You know what mine would be? Mine would be the Phoenix Hatchling, the...
One of the wolves and the owl.
Yeah,
I remember, Ben.
The snowy owl.
I actually remember.
Snowy owl and the direwolf pup.
And the direwolf pup. Yes, yep. I remember.
Anyways, team building. Take it away.
All right. Well, I win. So, give Aludra your points at... No, I'm kidding. Okay,
we didn't even do it yet. You can't win.
You said take it away.
I meant roll with it like a monk.
I did.
Roll.
And I took all the points.
You rolled the wrong way.
No, I rolled my way. And my way is not the wrong way. It's just a different way than Ben does. As illustrated by team building every week. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I went there. Okay, so no, seriously, guys. Team building. This week's our soggy closet. Why? Because Ben's closet flooded, and I thought that was hilarious. So.
When you say it like that, it sounds absolutely horrible. No, our upstairs
was,
had a clog, and it started dripping into my closet.
And it wrecked your night. So.
No, we still got to that Overwatch thing.
So now we are immortalizing this further. With our team building words of soggy closet. All right, so I picked the dust bunny. Now, you're going, whoa, 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 wait. I don't have this. This is in the beta.
It's in the beta, Aludra.
And Ben let me pick it because it was too perfect. And Ben had gone first, and he was still angry I came up with it first. So.
It was a good idea.
In a battle pets first. The Dust Bunny is the first pet to be seen from beta to team building.
Now, here's the thing. If it doesn't end up in live for whatever reason, we're disqualifying you from this team building competition.
Fair enough. You know what? I'll take that gamble.
Okay.
I will take that gamble on the Adorbel Dust Bunny that I killed as Cashew.
Yeah, you're like, hey, Dust Bunny. Smack.
Smack. Yeah, this is why we're not going fire.
Yeah. So anyways, Dust Bunny.
Fire had nothing to do with it, and just Aludra clicking stupid. So Dust Bunny, it's in the beta. Look it up. I heard it. We have mentioned how to get it a couple times. So he counts, and he is the Dust Bunny, and you can find him in a soggy closet. The next is Enchanted Broom, because I store my brooms in a closet.
Oh.
Yes.
Well, gosh, that's easy.
Yeah, right? And that's how the dust bunnies probably get there, is the broom shakes off and boom, dust bunny is born.
Makes sense.
But we need a soggy closet, so lurking deep within the depths of my closet is a puddle terror. Why? Because a puddle is a terror in a closet and we need to rectify this. So that is my soggy closet.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
I went a slightly different direction.
Not really, though.
Slightly different.
Not really, though.
If I had read further down on my list of pets, I would have had the puddle terror. But I stopped at the Pandaren Water Elemental, which is, you know, I'll have to say is probably more fitting because it was a very happy outcome. So, you know, stuff wasn't ruined. The floor got a little soggy.
I'm sorry. When you open your closet and you see a puddle, you have that feeling of terror.
That's true, but... Again, the Pandaren Water Elemental is happy. You know, it goes like, ah, oh, makes happy noises. So
happy.
The total resolution was happier. Anyways, so what's in the closet but the creepy crate? There's mysteries in that closet that I have no idea what things are because I pack stuff in one apartment, move it to another apartment, and I don't look in it for a while. So who knows? Is it a sentient box? Is it just stuff that I brought with me? I don't know. We're going to find out someday. But last but not least, what closet doesn't have a skeleton in it? And granted, ours has some because of Halloween decorations. Yours might be slightly different. But with it is the macabre marionette. That's right, folks. It's not the macabre. It's the macabre marionette.
We're so, helping with your only read it in words, but never heard it spoken before.
Yes. Exactly. By the way, if you ever visit the Southwest, it is a Gila monster. You want an enchilada, and it's a jalapeno.
I'm going to pretend those words strung together made sense and give you a thumbs up. But really, I am wondering how they piece together properly.
Because I've heard people call them Gila monsters. What did I say the next one was?
Gila monsters, you dork. Not Gila.
No, like I said, a Gila monster is not a Gila monster.
Oh, I suddenly understand what you're trying to do.
Yeah, there you go. It's like jalapeno is not a jalapeno.
Unless you're from the deep south.
And a quesadilla is not a quesadilla.
Unless you're from a deep south. I have also heard a taco referred to as a taco.
Some people just...
Wow.
They want to watch the world.
But if you've ever done this, I will offer you a hug and a high five because you're trying.
But we won't give you a taco because, well, they're too good. We eat them ourselves.
Awesome. Tacos are awesome.
No, that's what I'm saying. We're not handing out tacos because we're eating them all.
Yeah, we're the Battle Pets people. We hand out autographs, not tacos. Why am I trying to get into the taco game? I don't even know. I can't push the cart.
And it all ended the day they tried to get into the taco game.
Yeah, well, the Battle Pets people suddenly get in the taco game. You're going to be looking at that taco kind of like,
And how many pets did they say they have?
Suddenly their number went down. I wonder why.
So if you want to tell us which one had a better team, go ahead and send those in because we need points. There's only a few months left before I win over Aludra, so, you know, we got to give her a chance.
I'm in the lead.
Next episode's words are angular existence. It is quite existential, and I'm excited to see what happens.
For the existentialness.
We'll see if you remember for next week.
I have a recording.
So do I. I edit the recording.
Oh, that's mean.
Yeah. So, you know what? I hope that I can find something to help me fill out a team. What do you think, Aludra? That was supposed to be a really bad segue.
That was a really bad segue. I didn't know where you were going, so I'm just going to run away to Pet Mod of the Week.
Pet Battle Add-ons.
So, Pet Mod of the Week is one that I found. It was only developed and put on Curse 2 days ago.
2 days!
But I've already found it to be amazing. It is called Auto Revive Battle Pets. So what this add-on does is it's very lightweight. So if you're like, whoa, Aludra, wait a minute. I've already loaded everything that you guys have suggested, and I'm finding my add-on load to be quite hefty. Rest assured. Auto Revive Battle Pets is so lightweight, it's often the first one to load.
Amazing!
I enjoy that in an add-on. So this add-on, what's it do? Well, it doesn't sit there and constantly auto-revive your battle pets. Instead, this add-on will revive your battle pets upon log out. So that's all it does, is when you log out, it hits the button before you do it.
Yep, assuming the cooldown's not up.
Yes, exactly. No more logging in and having to wait that 3-minute cooldown to end before you battle, or even worse, that evil of evils paying hard-earned silver coins for revive, which I know I have done, even though I shouldn't. But I'm impatient.
So many times. I hold bandages in my bags, and I paid the silver because I'm like, these are a precious commodity. I can't lose them.
Even though I have 2,000 of the freaking things, right?
Yeah.
Or even if you have 50, guys, if you have 50 of them, rest assured, you can use them.
You'll get
because
50
you
more.
Will be getting more.
Yeah. Exactly.
You will be getting more. You'll never notice they're gone. Okay? And if you are dying so many times that you run out of 50 band-aids.
Good job.
I am, first off, envious of you. Second, at that point, they have earned the silver.
Definitely. Definitely.
Definitely. So there we go. Just whenever you log out, it does the thing. It's kind of sneaky. If you have something that changes buttons, you might want to let the creator know, as this one will load first and then your buttons might be weird. But all in all, since I don't have an add-on that changes buttons and locations and such things, this has been a brilliant add-on for me. And in the 2 days that it has been out, I have found it invaluable.
Yes, highly recommend it, because how many times have you done a pet battle, gone off, oh, it's time for raid, and you totally forget to revive them at the end of it. Then next day you log in, oh, I have to wait 3 minutes. And I realize how ridiculous that sounds right then, but totally everybody knows the feeling. Everybody knows that feeling.
I can relate, because I have paid to avoid 3 freaking minutes. Do I check my tables? No.
Do I check my boats?
Yeah, I stand there hating that countdown that takes 3 minutes.
It's like, come on, Clicky. Yay, I can do stuff now.
And she's gonna go away even though it's the first thing in the morning.
Yeah, so make sure you check it out. Again, that's Auto Revive Battle Pets. Check it out. It's been on Curse for 2 days. The writer said, hey, write them in case you come up with any issues, you know, post about it and everything. And then once he's able to get some support, totally will.
Yep. And link will be in the show notes on the side. Yep. If you hate it, if you want to give me points for suggesting it, because it is my turn. If you think I have the better soggy closet, you can reach us at wildbattlepets@gmail.com. Our website and archives can be found at battlepet.net, where you can find the link to said add-ons, iTunes, and on Stitcher.
Yep, you can also follow us on Twitter. I am at BenTheMage. Aludra is at Aludra_AIE. And the show is at Battle Pets Show. That's with two S's.
Yes, and you can listen to us on other shows, because we have other Warcraft interests. We're kind of stuck in a rut. Ben is at Azeroth Roundtable and Geektopia.
Yep, and Aludra can be found on the AIE podcast.
That's right. Our theme song, Servant Rider's Hero, was by those amazing folks at Blizzard, and our bumpers were done by Coltrane and Ben. Battle Pets was written by myself and Ben, and is copywritten to us as well. Thanks for listening!
Bye, everybody!
Hey, what about me? Muggins is here.
Go away!
No. I'm taking your money. I'm mugging you.
I'm broke.
I know, I stole your money.
Well, then go away!
Yeah, I want some food.